Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. You have heard her on The Mark White Show before. If you followed over the last couple of years, you heard Kathy Pendergrass come on the program and talk about Jeff Dropo. And Jeff was a part of the TNT Fireworks family, an integral part of that family. And she shared that story with our listeners, as I mentioned, a couple of years ago. I'm glad to have Kathy back on the program to talk about a special event that's coming up and how you can help make a difference in your community through Camp Smile a Mile. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Kathy Pendergrass.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Always glad to have you, Kathy. And Jeff meant a lot, and that may be an understatement, to the TNT Fireworks family.
That is true. He did. He was a longtime associate, and when he actually, I've been there 30-some years, and he had started not long after I did. And for years he worked in the Florence family, but his original home in the Boston area in Massachusetts. And at one point in time, he decided he had a lovely wife with three children that were all born in Alabama. And at a certain point in time, they decided that it was time to go back home. It was in 2000. They wanted to go back to their roots. And they did. They moved back to Massachusetts, but he remained with the TNT family. And he worked in that marketing area, working with TNT Fireworks. And he, for about, I'm trying to think, in 6 years later, in February of 2006, Jeff was diagnosed with a stage 4 glioblastoma brain tumor. It was inoperable, but in his mind, not unbeatable. And he battled for 18 months, unfortunately lost his battle, or we should say he won his battle. And he had an amazing never-give-in attitude. He was loved far and wide, and everybody supported him from Boston to China and the UK, in the UK where he worked, all over the world. He had people following him, such as people do, you know, your Facebook page. And when he died, we really, really wanted to remember the impact that he made in his with his Florence family. So, in Massachusetts, his wife had started a swim thing where they raised money for him, and it went to the YMCA, which was, Jeff was a triathlon runner, just as a side note. He was a triathlon runner. He was a swimmer for years. And one of his greatest pleasures was teaching his children to swim and other children to swim at the Y, his local Y. So they have yearly now a swimathon in his name. And we here in Florence wanted to do something. And we started 13 years ago a 5K 1 mile run at the Florence High School. And when we were starting that, we kind of looked around and we're trying to figure out, you know, who are we going to do these proceeds for? What would be the best way to remember Jeff? And a friend of mine mentioned Smile a Mile. At the time, it was known as Camp Smile a Mile, but it's now known as Smile a Mile. And it was an amazing organization based out of Birmingham, and it's right next to Children's Hospital. And they work with children in Alabama that have cancer in their families. And this has been an amazing journey, not just for me, but for everybody involved in this, because we've really helped, and I know we have, because I've been to the camp. I've met the people. I've gotten very close to the people that work there. I've met some of the children and their families. The impact that Smile a Mile makes for children with cancer in Alabama and their families is amazing. I would encourage anybody that wanted to know more about Smile a Mile to go to their website at www.smileamile.com, and it'll blow you away, all the stuff they've done. This is an organization that's been in place for well over 35 years. And they work not only with the families outside, but with Children's Hospital every day.
Kathy, I know that you had mentioned that Jeff would bring his children to work there at TNT, and you've talked about his wife and what they did in honor of Jeff. How has it made them feel to watch the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids happen, be organized, and have such success to help Camp Smile a Mile?
It's really impacted them. They all still live in the Upper Northeast, and they do come back. Sue has only missed maybe one run we didn't have it last year. So in 11 years, she's only missed one run. She comes down every year. She speaks. She's so touched. She loves it. She loves the fact that Jeff is being remembered in this way. And his kids also have come down sporadically because they've been in college, and now they've grown. But you know, both her and her daughter were here at the last one we had physically, and it was very, very impactful for his daughter to get up and speak. And she got up and spoke and was very grateful, but more so they have a heart like Jeff. And they are just so thankful that all this work is being done to help other people, because that's what he would want. He would be so pleased to see this, and they are the same way.
You had mentioned before, Kathy, one of the things that made Jeff so memorable is the fact that he had a role as the vice president, and yet you would see him moving boxes and doing things to be an encourager to others who he was working with. And I know that that really set the tone for how people felt about Jeff and what you all are doing today in his honor.
It did. Jeff, like I said, he was a vice president, but he would be the first one out in the warehouse. He would be the first one out there to mentor somebody if they didn't understand something, or to teach them something new, or to even redo something. He he loved what he did, and it showed in everything he did and his kindness to the people. And as you can tell from the impact of all the people that at work that still gather to help run this event, he made a remarkable, remarkable impression on people.
Kathy, what I want to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how people can be a part of the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids to help Camp Smile a Mile, talk about the event that's coming up, how it's going to be organized, and how people can participate, how they can donate, all those good things to be able to help make this a very successful event here in 2021. Will you stick with me?
Sure.
Great. Folks, right now we're talking to Kathy Pendergrass. We are talking about Jeff Dropo. He was a very important part of the TNT Fireworks family, and they do a run every year. It's been organized, the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. It's a nonprofit organization in his honor. Such a great guy. And Kathy has been sharing about Jeff, and when we come back, I want her to share how you can be a part of this special effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people. So you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you could join us today as I talk to Kathy Pendergrass, and we talk about a special gentleman named Jeff Dropo. We've talked about him before here on The Mark White Show. It's been about 2 years ago. I had Kathy Pendergrass on the program. At that time, we talked about the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. We talked about Camp Smile a Mile, and I wanted Kathy to be able to share about that. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Kathy Pendergrass.
Thanks to have me again, Mark.
All right, so here we are. You have a lot of people organizing this event for 2021, the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. As you know, we all know, COVID-19 affected so many events last year for 2020. A lot of things were put on hold. Things were changed in a big way. You all were able to put on a virtual camp and be very successful that way. And we want to talk about the virtual camp. We want to talk about the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids, how these camps are being funded, how the money is going to Camp Smile a Mile to help as we move forward. Let's talk about Camp Smile a Mile and their virtual camp, and then we'll talk about the run and how people can support that effort.
Okay, great. So last year, of course, throughout the 2020, in the face of the pandemic, what Smile a Mile did was they adopted a motto, and their motto is now in their building, and it will actually be on our t-shirts this year, which is Hope is Never Canceled. And that was a reminder to each other, all of us, our commitment to the healthcare providers and the absolute promise to all the families who are on their childhood cancer journey in Alabama. So what they did, they kind of pivoted and they did meaningful programs virtually. They sent out, there was 2 weeks of virtual camp. And what they did was they reached 309 children and their families statewide. They sent boxes out that were packed with a bunch of goodies, and they also sent out family weekend boxes. Now, the boxes for the virtual camp held activities like cooking instructions and arts and crafts, and then they got a lot of their regular stuff they get at their regular everyday camp, which when they went physically, which was t-shirts, buttons, stuff like that. The boxes for the family weekends contained activities driven for families indoor and out, cornhole games, etc. That was a good opportunity for them to engage kids and their families. Some of these children that they did reach, they hadn't been able to in the past because maybe they were too sick to attend in person, or they were apprehensive about going to camp, or they'd never been to camp. So this was really a good opportunity to reach out to even more children statewide. They also had a mom's event where they sent a box and they did a Zoom call and they did crafts with the moms. You know, that's the purpose of Smile a Mile. They reach out and do things that we would never even think of as a need when you don't have a child with cancer. They realized that cancer, as we all do, did not stop when COVID started. And children with cancer in their families, they still have such tremendous needs, and they work every day to reach out to them virtually. They had a virtual Halloween party. I think they had something else socially distanced at the Regents Field. So they're constantly doing things. They also, I was actually just looking at this on their website, they actually delivered last year 2,950 hospital packs to patients at Children's of Alabama, which means instead of individually handing out those crafts in a normal year, they prepackaged enough to send them to each child to do in their rooms. They also served 2,280 children of children's staff through meals and care kits for one day last year. And then they provide closed circuit television programming twice a month for the entire hospital. And that just means that twice a month, the hospital room TV is carrying a craft or something they're doing in the basement and videoing for all the children. So they're constantly reaching out in a virtual world at the moment. So they've been doing amazing things. Now, when they do things like this, of course, it's more expensive. So their expenses have gone up, which is why it's so very important that the Jeff Tropo Run and all the other events that they have throughout the year, that people continue to support them, because it just means so much to these families and especially the children in their ongoing fight with cancer.
Absolutely. And when we think about May the 8th, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, the 13th annual Jeff Tropo Run for Kids, and the fact that this special effort supports the great work of Camp Smile a Mile, we want to talk about how people can participate and be able to financially help Camp Smile a Mile and the great work that they're doing.
Yes, we do. Last year, unfortunately, we were like many other runs, and 3 weeks before our run, we did have to cancel. This year, we are going to, in the world of precaution, we're going to do a virtual. And what the virtual means, and I've had a lot of questions about this because people don't really understand what a virtual is. And all it means is that you can walk, you can run, you can stroll, you can do whatever you want. You just go online. And it's at our website, www.jefftroporunforkids4.org. You can register online there. It's a $25 fee, flat fee. It's a little bit different than most people are used to. There's no walk fee. There's no 5K fee. It's one flat fee, $25. You can get a bunch of people and register. You can get softball teams. You can get your kids. Do a family event, walk around the block. You can do whatever you want because all of the proceeds are going to benefit Smile a Mile. So the virtual will really take place. You can participate and upload videos and pictures to the Facebook site and Instagram. And it will occur 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. on that Saturday. And then all the people that participate in helping with the Jeff Tropo Run, we will be at the Florence High School again, like we always are every year. And we will be there from 10 to 2, and we will be passing out, because everybody that registers, and this is a great opportunity, everybody that registers is going to get a celebration box. It is just like our trophy boxes, and inside it will have a medal, and it will have a ribbon that a child from one of the camps has colored and signed on back. We will also have one of the little wooden plaques that say Hope is Never Canceled from Smile a Mile. And then we'll have T-shirts from this year and the ones we couldn't give out from last year. So we get dual T-shirts this year. And then we will pre-pull door prizes. So we will be there from 10 to 2 under the tent at the Florence High School on May 8th. And you could just drive through there, and we may have some cupcakes and all kinds of little things to hand out to the kids. But please, please, I would ask everybody to just register, make it a family event, walk around the kids with your block, you know, around the block with your kids, or get a bunch of adults, go for a walk, have a barbecue after. But I would really encourage everybody to help support this year. Next year we'll be back. We'll be back big time, we hope. But this year it's going to have to be virtual for, you know, the safety of everybody. We have a lot of families. We're so blessed. We have repeat people every year. We miss them and we can't wait to see them again. But this year it is virtual, and I would ask everybody to please go register online.
One of the nice things about this, Kathy, even the people in the Northeast where the Tropo family moved to can participate. Anybody in the country or the world that can go to the website and sign up can participate in this special event and be a part of this because it's virtual.
You are right. And we do. We have Sue getting involved in this. I have people from Florida registered. I have a couple people from California so far. It's really exciting. We you know, I'm hoping maybe to have a few people from Hong Kong to register. I'm working on that one. And then we have a note on here. We will make sure everything is mailed out, the trophy boxes, the celebration boxes, by the end of May. So everybody that participates from out of state will still get the same thing. So it's kind of exciting that people I've known for 11, 12 years that always say, man, I wish I could have went, you know, it's just too far. Here's the opportunity. Here's a perfect opportunity to participate in a great cause. It's just, I can't talk enough about Smile a Mile.
That's so great. I was going to ask that question about mailing the boxes, and you answered it. So they can sign up at the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. That's four, the number four, Jeff Dropo Run for Kids.org. They can also follow on Facebook and Instagram as well at Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. Dropo is spelled D-R-O-P-O. And we just want to wish you all the best with this virtual event this year, Kathy. And I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me here again on the Mark White Show to share about Jeff and what he meant to the TNT Fireworks family.
Well, I appreciate you having me on again, Mark.
I also want to thank Emily Beavers, because Emily is the one that 2 years ago sent me a message and told me about the Jeff Dropo event and suggested that I speak with you. So I do want to just let Emily know that I remember that she's the one that sent me the original message that put Jeff on my radar.
She is, and that's been a blessing for us too.
We appreciate you, Kathy Pendergrass. Thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking about the 13th annual Jeff Dropo Run for Kids, which is taking place Saturday, May the 8th at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. As Kathy mentioned, you can sign up anywhere you are. So you can go to JeffDropoRunForKids.org. That's the number four, JeffDropoRunForKids.org. Also follow them on Instagram and Facebook at JeffDropoRunForKids. We appreciate Kathy Pendergrass joining us here on the show today. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope the show is making a difference in your life. If it is, please share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Also, follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, also on LinkedIn, and then go subscribe to the podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or on YouTube. You have been listening to a Friday edition of The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. To live and love in my hometown.
Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Seems to fit.
You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.